All right, welcome back to another episode of the Content Toolbox. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, how can I get more traffic to my website? Well, today we are going to talk about how to find and capture hidden traffic, putting your site and ergo your funnel at the top of Google. Sound exciting? Let's dig in because I'm going to show you how to do this and you are going to love it. All right. Buckle up, let's head on in.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right. A lot of you guys know that I have a lot of corporate history and over 10 years history running my own digital agency. So over that time, I have seen trends kind of come and go. We all have heard that history repeats itself. So I just want you guys to think, go on a little journey with me here. So rewind back to a time when Google AdWords were seriously all the rage. They're actually starting to come back now, which is pretty cool. But everybody, I mean, even Russell Brunson talks about getting started with Google AdWords and how cheap it was. It used to be super cheap. And there are a lot of people who made a lot of money driving traffic to their offers using Google AdWords. It was a gravy train and everybody loved it. There were some absolute top marketers. Well, Red Ocean theory, right? So people are, they're advertising, and they're getting a lot of traffic for really cheap. So then the more people are like, wait a minute, I want to do that too. So they're jumping on board and they're diluting the pond. They're making the cost for everybody go up, and the leads and traffic and stuff that you're getting are actually decreasing because now it's spreading to a larger pool, right? So AdWords ended up essentially kind of crashing. So Google was like, nope, we're done. And everything just crashed, right? The gravy train was over. And now if you look at the gravy train right now, what's the gravy train that all online marketers go to? They're like, oh, I have a cool new offer. I'm going to sell it. How do I sell it? Facebook ads. That's where we're going. But I can see the trends of this starting to repeat the same way. So I know if you have thought about it at all, that you realize your entire traffic train could be subject like to what Google's doing, what Facebook does with your ads. What if they decide to shut down your ad account? What if they decide to ban your Facebook profile or turn off your group? What happens? What happens when you don't own the traffic? You're just directing that traffic. So that's why things like JV partnerships are really important. And that's why other things like making sure that you are ranking on the top of Google are super, super important. So we are going to dive into this. I'm going to give you guys some easy tips and things that you can get started on. And we're going to talk about the importance of why owning your traffic is absolutely what you want to do. Because let's face it, if you didn't actually have to pay for ads, for traffic, or you could reduce that ad budget, that would be gigantic. That would be so valuable, right? That's exactly what we want to do. So let's get talking about all the tactical stuff, right? Here we go. I'm going to share with you guys what I am calling the master traffic controller site and why. So over the years, you guys, you know a lot of my history. Like I've worked with a lot of different large online companies. Well, actually, the companies themselves are small, but their revenue was large, right? Which is ideally what we want. So I've worked with a lot of those companies. I worked with a lot of other small business, local companies, and I've seen a lot of trends. Like in this online world, there are There's a lot of different types of people and different types of sales personalities. For the most part, largely, there's a vast majority of people that are like, I am really good at something and I can talk about it, but I hate to sell. Even though they're selling all the time, but that's a sales conversation thing, and we will get into that in another episode, I promise. This episode is all about content marketing and what you're doing with traffic. So far and away, and I think you guys can agree with me on this, far and away, bloggers are really good at driving traffic. They get out there and they write and they write and they write and they write. And there's actually a lot of madness or Freudian slip. There's a lot of method to their madness in that they are, they're paying attention to what are the search terms that people are looking for so that they know what to write about so that they are grabbing Google traffic. So bloggers, really, really, really good at directing traffic. In fact, they typically get traffic to their sites for generally like a 10th to a 100th of the price that we are paying for Facebook ads. So just think about like that kind of calculation of numbers, right? But how much are bloggers really, really making? So bloggers will typically make between like a penny and 10 cents per visit to their page, right? So an average blogger, like for a low end blog, we've got like 1,000 page visits a month. Okay, cool. So those people are going to make like $100 a month. Not a whole lot. Now, what if they increase the traffic of that? And they're really driving a lot of traffic. Google's like, this is some great content. We're going to keep sending people there. So you get 100,000 visitors to their blog, right? They're getting paid on all of that traffic. They're going to make 10 grand a month, pretty decent money just for reusing that content that they've already created and is optimized for Google. Smart. The problem is that the revenue generating part of that is not like what we're used to as digital marketers. So if you were to say, and I don't care if you are a digital marketer, you're a coach, you're an online corporation, you get leads connected to your sales, whether that is people on the phone or a sales funnel or whatever it is, you're going to know, you know what your conversion numbers are. So if we flip the scales on that and we say, okay, instead of sending 100,000 visitors to a blog site where we're going to get paid for traffic, what if we sent 100,000 visitors to a sales funnel? And again, I don't care if that's a sales funnel where we're capturing information and we get people on the phone, or it's a digital sales funnel, or however your process works, we want to get 100,000 visitors to your site. Now, how are we going to do that? Typically from Facebook ads. So let's talk about ad costs. I know everything is different and there's a ton of different metrics and values out there, but a good average we can all agree on is a dollar per click. It's a pretty decent average. We're always trying to beat that, right? But we can expect about a dollar per click. So if we're sending 100,000 visitors at a dollar per click, I can even do that math. That is $100,000, right? If we're converting 2% of that traffic at an average cart value of $67, that means we're making in total like $137,000. Is that right? Something like that. But we paid $100,000 to get people there. So we're actually netting much, much less, which is a very common problem. If you go and talk to a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, I have $1 million funnel. It's awesome. How much did you spend to actually get that $1 million funnel? And chances are that the profit margin is not that great. Now there's a lot of other industries and corporations that have other sales processes set up, but you're not using this same thing. If we can get leads to your sales funnel and you know what your numbers are, you know what your cost per acquisition is, you know what you're going to get out the back end. That's how we all make money. That's awesome, right? So again, what if you didn't have to pay through the nose for those leads, for those ads, for people to be coming in? And if you consider now for an online funnel, for a virtual funnel, you're typically going to be converting about 2% of that traffic, right? Okay, so we have 98% of the people who were interested at some point enough to click through, but they didn't buy right away. Now, just to let you know, this is very, very common, especially for online traffic. if you also consider things like old school guerrilla marketing, where you're actually sending out like buying lists and sending out postcards or those kinds of things, direct mail, actual physical direct mail, the response rates on those are typically between 0.5% and 1%. So 2% for online traffic is actually pretty amazing. Like, it's actually really good numbers. However, it's still not yielding us the profit that we're after. So imagine, if you will, what it would mean to your business, to your time, to what you can do, how you can scale, how you can help your team, any of the things that you're wanting to do. Imagine what you could do if you're driving that traffic to your site, to your sales funnel, to however it is that you're capturing leads, and you're not having to spend an arm and a leg. You're not having to spend that dollar per click. You are cutting those costs down dramatically. And you are converting at least twice as many people through your funnel. So if your conversion rates go up and your costs go down, that, my friends, is profit up. And that is exactly what we want. That is exactly why I have created the Master Traffic Controller site. So a little bit more about that. But first, I want to just have you think about this. Essentially what we're doing by paying for ads, and I don't care if it's Google AdWords or it's Facebook ads or whatever, but we're essentially paying to say, hey, put my stuff at the top of the list. So when somebody is scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, they see our stuff. We're paying for more impressions. We want the scroll to stop. We want them to click. If we're putting it on Google AdWords, we are hoping that people are like, oh my gosh, I have this problem. I want to find a solve for X. They go into the Google and they type that in, and up pops the Google listings. And then there's also those ads that happen at the top. Now, pretty much everybody, even my dad, who does not know much about anything online, love him to pieces, does not like understands that the ones at the top, those are paid ads. So they may not necessarily be the best search results. However, we do know that on that first page of Google is the gold, right? This is the stuff, like this is the stuff that Google is saying, hey, these sites are authorities in this thing you just searched for. These are the top rated sites to give you the answers for what you are looking for. It's exactly how Google stays in business. And that is exactly how people find information. There is, you know, the thing about stats. I will verify it, but I believe it's something like, I know I talked about it in a past episode. I think it's 67%, if not more, it might be 76. I could be dyslexic, who knows? But of every purchase starts with an online search. So people are out there, they are searching. They are definitely searching. And they're gonna click on the listings that come up visiting that site. So that is increasing traffic. That is increasing traffic to their website. And it's taking people away from yours. Because when was the last time? Like, I just dare you to do this. Go Google search something that you're in the industry for. Go search that and see what comes up. It's not gonna be a sales funnel, because the Google and the Facebook and like everybody has figured out that we're out there trying to monetize. And they're like, yeah, but we're in business to give people good information. So if all you're going to try to do is sell to them, we don't want to give you that. Like, we don't want to put it up there. Instead, we want to send it to a place where it's just going to be information, right? So what if your information lived on that site, on your site, and people are out there searching for something related to what you do or solve for? Then that is hidden traffic, my friends. That is part of the hidden traffic, because there are people who already know that they need you and or your product and service. They just don't know you exist or that your product or service exists, right? But they're not going to find it just from a sales funnel. They're going to find it when they're like, I think I have this problem. What can I do about it? Research, research, research. If you are the one that Google's like, this is the authority, here you go. This is the person that has all the information you're looking for. And then they're going to be like, oh, cool. This is great information. Awesome. I'm going to buy. Because of course we have links to our sales stuff, right? So this is taking advantage of all of the traffic that's out there. It's just hidden to our sales funnel. So we want to bring that in, right? So I'm going to challenge you this. Go out and search for your company name or search for your own name. What comes up? Do you come up in Google? Do you come up anywhere? Is it your stuff that you own? Or is it like when you were a guest on somebody else's podcast? If you are advertising, if you are publishing, if you are attending trade shows, if you are doing anything that is getting you and your brand out there, people will be searching. And if you don't have a way to capture that traffic and bring it to your world, to your sales funnel, you're not going to ever capture them, and they will never find you, and you will never connect, and you will never make the revenue, right? Crazy. So what these things that people are searching for, these things are called keywords. Now, a keyword does not have to be one single word. A keyword can be formula done. That's a keyword. A keyword can be Jen Neal. That's a keyword. A keyword can be content marketing for small businesses. That's more of a long tail keyword. It could also be content marketing as a keyword, right? It's a phrase. It's a phrase that people are searching for. And there are so many trainings. In fact, Google even tells you. So I challenge you this. Go and look at where you come up in the rankings when you type in your name and your business name. Those are the low-hanging fruits. Those are your keywords. Like, those are literally your stuff. You should own those and be able to dominate, at least take a solid presence on Google first page for that information. That is easy, low-hanging fruit that you can absolutely do and start to capture some of that hidden traffic. Then take the top five things that you know that you help solve, help move forward, that you're helping to support, any the things that people are like, how they're going to find you, and go search for those things on Google. Now, there's a whole lot of research, and I don't want to get super techie, but check out, there's a paid tool called Keywords Everywhere. It is a paid tool, but it's like a super minimally paid tool, like $20 for months and months and months. It's based off of your usage. So recommend that. And that way you can see the volume of what people are searching for online. Okay. So you can actually type in content marketing and it's like, oh, look, there's, I should know this one by heart, but you know, there's like 580,000 searches per month for content marketing. Awesome. Okay. Well, I know that people are looking for this, but it's a lot, like that's a lot to try to rank for, right? So that's why you go, then you can go and start looking at the more long tail keywords. Here is a best amazing tip. Scroll all the way down on your search on Google. Scroll down to the bottom of that first page after you get through the first 10 results, and Google actually tells you people also search for or related searches to the search term that you just put in, and they give you other popular search terms. Start clicking around on those search terms and see what comes up. Those are the ones that you can start creating content on, that you can start ranking on. Because here's the deal. We talked about people searching for this stuff and doing research before they want to go buy or when they discover they have a problem or whatever. That is part of the hidden traffic. The other part of the hidden traffic is that if you are paying for ads, the chances are you have already paid for this traffic. Meaning you have paid Facebook or Google or something for people to become aware of you or your product or your program or whatever you're advertising towards. So you have paid for that click, but there's some of the 98% of people who did not convert. So those people have already seen you once. If they continue to find you, that is just another impression and another impression. You become the authority in their eyes, and then the transaction happens. This process can easily double, like I've seen it even more than 10x people's businesses just from taking advantage of that free hidden traffic. So driving more traffic to your site simply through paying attention to the content that's going out there and getting that low-hanging fruit that people are searching for. Starting to make sense? So if you think about, let's just think about an offer that you have that you're driving traffic to, or you're trying to get traffic to. How much is your cost per acquisition right now? Where is that traffic coming from? What if you cut that cost in half or in a tenth? And on the flip side, are you converting at 2%? Are you converting at 10%? How many, like, what is your conversion of people coming through? Because whatever it is, I guarantee you've got at least 90%, 80% sitting on the other side of people that haven't bought. So the fact about all of that traffic that has seen you, they're interested at some point, of the rest of that 98%, 60% of the remainder of those people will be willing to buy. In fact, they probably will make a purchase within the next 6 months. They will not make the purchase from you unless you are in front of them, unless you are the authority that Google is searching up when they're or offering up when they're searching. And if you have captured them through something like the Master Traffic Controller site, it's exactly what this is designed to do, is bring people in and capture their information so that we can follow up with them. So we want marketing automation to handle staying on top of keeping in touch with them. Because if you're the one that's in front of them at the point where they're like, okay, I understand what I need to do now. This is the authority person. I keep hearing from them. I'm finally ready to buy. If you converted an additional 60%, I mean, and let's talk conservatively. Even if all you did was convert an additional 10% of that traffic that you already paid for, that you are already sending to your site, if you converted an additional 10% of that traffic, what would that do to your conversion rates? Would that double it? Would that 5x it? Would that 10x it? And with reduced costs coming in, what would that do? Like, the possibilities are insane. And here's where, this is why I created the Master Traffic Controller site, because there's this space of opportunity in between what bloggers are doing, really good at traffic, really suck at selling. What digital marketers are doing, really good at selling, really suck at traffic. Like, there's a space in between, and that's where this Master Traffic Controller site is designed to live. With this, the reason that digital marketers far and away have avoided doing this stuff is because it's super technical and we don't want to be bogged down into writing and all of those things. That's why I've worked to say, okay, what are the top SEO tactics, search engine optimization tactics that bloggers are using that are helping to drive this traffic? And how do we simplify this in a way that we as marketers do not have to spend all of our time creating content, writing blogs, and doing stuff like a blogger? We want to just get the traffic and still be able to sell them and convert higher. So what we've done is put this together in a plan that takes all the tech out of it and makes it like super simple. But that's a program that we have put together. This is a thing that anybody can do. And Google literally tells you how to type in your search, scroll all the way down. People also searched for this. Awesome. Do content that talks about that. Like, it's not that difficult. We can absolutely do this. And that is how you can find and capture that hidden traffic that's living out there. And having an automated follow-up system for when people do come through, when it's the ads that you are spending, the people you have already paid for, that 98% that has not converted, awesome. Let's make sure that we're talking to them. Because here's one of the other big things that I have seen is that most marketers create their products and funnels in silos. So it's all completely separate. Like, over here, I'm selling this event. And over here, I'm selling this course. And over here, I'm selling group coaching. Cool. They don't have a foundational system that actually, what if somebody comes in on the group coaching and they're like, yeah, I don't really want to deal with the group coaching. I just want somebody to do it for me. Okay, cool. So that's also a product that you have. But if you don't have a marketing automation system set up, they aren't going to know about it. They aren't going to know about the rest of your funnel because all you're marketing to them is this one thing, right? So we need to make sure that they hear about all the other products and things that you have in your world, because they may come in here and then they'd be like, oh, this is the thing I really need. So the central authority site is really designed to master, to be the master traffic controller of all that traffic that's coming in. And we're giving them every single place that you are, a media page. We're giving them links to every single product or service that you offer. We're giving them links to every social channel and publishing channel that you are out, that you're on, guest episodes. Like, you have every single place for people to find out more about you, to find out more about your company, your products and services, and figure out where they fit into your matrix. So you give them all that information and they're like, okay, I totally resonate. This is awesome. Here's where I fit. And they go by. It sounds really simple because it is. And we are really, really good at overcomplicating all of this. But I tell you what, there is, just start with just focusing on some of that low hanging fruit, your name, your business, and search for the top five topics. See what Google also tells you to search for. Create content around that and start seeing what's happening. Google will start sending you content or start sending you traffic if you're putting out good content and you're not immediately trying to monetize it. You have links on your pages that link to your sales funnels. You have a central site, the central master traffic controller site that you're sending people to, and they're like, oh, this is cool. Oh, wow. They also do this and this and this. Oh, cool. I want to learn more about this. They get in and just start digging around. You guys, with Google Analytics, you can actually follow the path of people as they go through your site, what they're looking at, how long they're spending on each page. You can learn a lot from this traffic, okay? So this is the easy way to get started, finding hidden traffic and driving it to your site so that you're increasing your overall revenue. I guarantee it. And if you want to learn more about what we're doing with the Master Traffic Controller site, we have some programs that we're helping people out. If you want to learn more about it, go to thevirtualgen.com, and that is our Master Traffic Controller site. You can see all the products and programs that we have in place and how we can help you, what would be the best fit for you. And if you are not also on the Content Toolbox mailing list, make sure that you go to thecontenttoolbox.com and join our list. Either way, we're going to send you some really awesome, fun stories and just some ways to keep having fun in this online business world that we are in. All right, that's it, you guys. Get out there and get driving more traffic. Let's reduce your ad spend. Let's start claiming that traffic that's already yours in just a few simple steps. I know you can do this. Comment below if you have tech questions. I'm happy to do some other like tech instructional videos if you guys want anything. Let's start taking advantage of traffic that we should already own, and let's start converting more stuff. All right. Okay. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Thanks.